would you call a horse or a mule to make him turn right or left?
Well, let me think about it. That's the words G and H are used. I think H is right and G is left. Then I'm a positive on that, of course. We never used that kind of word. We never used those words. I'll get that from reading stories.
What did you do? Just pull on the reins?
No, when you used those words, you had no reins. The oxen had no reins. Oxen just had the yokes. I didn't show you my yokes I had there. Had yokes, but pulled the vehicle. And if there was a line of any kind there, I just don't know. But when you said G, the oxen knew which way to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a goat, G-O-A-D, goat.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a whip to kind of touch them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And say, hard, he goes the other way. So that's all. I never drove a female oxen, so I really couldn't
mm-hmm.
tell you.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with mules?
The mules?
Yeah.
We had lines for that. We had the controlling lines. We call them reins.
Uh-huh. Here comes Buddy.
Yeah, he's taking a picture of the saloon.
Oh, good.
You can see right through there.
Good.
Yeah, that building been taken many a time.
I bet it has. I bet it's in lots of.
Oh, yeah. I have some Kodak pictures I remember from 1920.
Oh,
would you care to see that?
Yes, I love it.
Well, take it. I'll bring him.
Okay. My mother-in-law still lived in Lubbock at that time.
And it happened in May, and I was there the following August. I saw the after effects of that.
Did you see it?
Uh-huh.
We didn't see it until more than a year later, so
yeah,
we didn't.
Yeah, they printed a nice souvenir book, which is in my museum, too. I never thought about showing it to you. And
I think we may have that. It's about this big?
Yeah, it's a pretty size.
And the picture
it's
of
thin,
the
church? It's thin, but it's a pretty good size.
Yeah, I think
you may
we have that.
Too.
Yeah. Well, did you get the... Yeah, let's see.
Now, you don't mind if I had this on while you show this to you.
I don't mind, do you?
Really? No, I don't care if it's just wasting the film.
No, it's all right.
But this is the place we lived on. It's about 6 or 7 miles east of town. It's a different
y'all had a well? And
Yes, that's the type of
thing. Is that you?
No, that's already a year after we left there. That's already the people that moved there after we left. That's the grown boy. He lives about way out on Avenue 19.
Where was this? Where in Lubbock was it?
That's the really, you know where the Kenyon community is? The Kenyon school?
Yeah.
That's the quarter section, Kenyon corner from the school.
Oh, I see.
Right there now, the gin on there and four oil wells.
Uh-huh.
Here's another view of it.
Uh-huh.
Here's another view of it. Same spot.
Uh-huh. Huh.
And this is a place that's directly 1 mile straight south from the old Kenyon school.
Hmm.
It's gone now. It's
mm-hmm.
a lot of mobile homes on there now.
Is this a Model A? Is that what that
that's
is?
A Model T.
Model T.
That's 1919. Or no, that's 1920.
Doesn't say on there.
You don't, of course, you won't recognize it, but I imagine being across there many a time. Did you ever leave Lubbock on the east side, they're going east across the viaduct?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the viaduct is now. But this is Lubbock over here, see?
Mm-hmm.
You come down a canyon and wiggles around there, and this part of the road is still there.
Amazing.
The viaduct goes straight across here now.
Uh-huh. Just amazing. I wouldn't even recognize
it. Okay, now we have Lubbock Scenery. Yes, the West Side Square.
Oh, I want my husband to see these.
You know, do you remember the Lyric Theater? You know where the Lindsay is?
Yeah.
How about the Lyric?
No.
The Lyric was there, but it's torn down. It was already gone 5 years ago. It was gone.
Uh-huh.
That whole West Side Square was gone 5 years ago. This is the Mural Hotel. It's a parking lot there now, I think. It used to be a skyscraper there.
Oh.
Now it's a parking lot.
Huh.
That's the Mural Hotel. That's 1920.
Look at all the...